Ah, it's the skeleton of a lady sunshade, here at my feet in the hard rock's chink. Merely a naked sheaf of wires. 20 years have gone with their livers and dyers since it was silked in its white or pink. Noonshine riddles the ribs of the sunshade, no more to screen from the weakest ray, nothing to tell us the hue of its dyes, nothing but rusty bones as it lies in its coffin of stone unseen till today. Where is the woman who carried that sunshade up and down this seaside place? Little thumb standing against its stem, thought perhaps bent on a love stratagem, softening yet more the already soft face. Is the fair woman who carried that sunshade a skeleton, just as her property is, laid in the chink that none may scan? And does she regret, if regret dust can, the vain things thought when she flourished this? When the present has latched its postern behind my tremulous day, and the May month flaps its glad green leaves like wings, delicate filmed as new-spun silk, will the neighbors say, he was a man who used to notice such things? If it be in the dusk, when, like an eyelid's soundless blink, the dewfall hawk comes crossing the shades to alight upon the wind-warped upland thorn, a gazer may think, to him this must have been a familiar sight. If I pass during some nocturnal blackness, mothy and warm, when the hedgehog travels furtively over the lawn, one may say, he strove that such innocent creatures should come to no harm, but he could do little for them, and now he is gone. If, when hearing that I have been stilled at last, they stand at the door, watching the full starred heavens that winter sees, will this thought rise on those who will meet my face no more? He was one who had an eye for such mysteries. And will any say, when my bell of quittance is heard in the gloom, and a crossing breeze cuts a pause in its outrollings till they rise again as they were a new bell's boom, he hears it not now, but used to notice such things. Only a man harrowing clods in a slow, silent walk with an old horse that stumbles and nods half asleep as they stalk. Only thin smoke without flame from the heaps of couch grass, yet this will go onward the same though dynasties pass. Yonder a maid and her white come whispering by. War's annals will cloud into night ere their story die. Ah, it's the skeleton of a lady sunshade, here at my feet in the hard rock's chink. Merely a naked sheaf of wires. 20 years have gone with their livers and dyers since it was silked in its white or pink. Noonshine riddles the ribs of the sunshade, no more to screen from the weakest ray, nothing to tell us the hue of its dyes, nothing but rusty bones as it lies in its coffin of stone unseen till today. Where is the woman who carried that sunshade up and down this seaside place? Little thumb standing against its stem, thought perhaps bent on a love stratagem, softening yet more the already soft face. Is the fair woman who carried that sunshade a skeleton, just as her property is, laid in the chink that none may scan? And does she regret, if regret dust can, the vain things thought when she flourished this? When the present has latched its postern behind my tremulous day, and the May month flaps its glad green leaves like wings, delicate filmed as new-spun silk, will the neighbors say, he was a man who used to notice such things? If it be in the dusk, when, like an eyelid's soundless blink, the dewfall hawk comes crossing the shades to alight upon the wind-warped upland thorn, a gazer may think, to him this must have been a familiar sight. If I pass during some nocturnal blackness, mothy and warm, when the hedgehog travels furtively over the lawn, one may say, he strove that such innocent creatures should come to no harm, but he could do little for them, and now he is gone. If, when hearing that I have been stilled at last, they stand at the door, watching the full starred heavens that winter sees, will this thought rise on those who will meet my face no more? He was one who had an eye for such mysteries. And will any say, when my bell of quittance is heard in the gloom, and a crossing breeze cuts a pause in its outrollings till they rise again as they were a new bell's boom, he hears it not now, but used to notice such things. Only a man harrowing clods in a slow, silent walk, with an old horse that stumbles and nods, half asleep as they stalk. Only thin smoke without flame from the heaps of couch grass, yet this will go onward the same, though dynasties pass. Yonder a maid and her white come whispering by. War's annals will cloud into night ere their story die.